This is the seventh section of Maximum Memory Power by John Williams, which is copyright 2006. All rights are reserved. This audio is only available with the Maximum Memory Power ebook from ebook wholesalers. How to remember speeches. Never try to memorize a whole speech or presentation. The result will almost inevitably be a stilted, wooden performance and get no more than a token response from your audience. Mapping your path. The better that you organize your material when preparing your speech or other presentation, the easier it will be to deliver. One technique that I use is mind mapping, popularized by Tony Buzan. That's B-U-Z-A-N. It's a method of organizing your material and relating the different parts to each other in an understandable way. That makes it easier to keep the speech in a logical order, and focusing on the material also will help to make it fix better in your mind. With a mind map, you put the central topic or thought for your presentation in the center of a large sheet of paper. Think of the main subsections of your talk and put them in circles on spokes which radiate from that central topic. Then you can break each section down to subtopics, and they go on spokes that radiate from the relevant part of your diagram. This makes it very easy to see relationships between different sections, notice any important areas which you had not put into your original plan, and decide the best order to present your material to that particular audience. Pegging your speech. You can use the PEG system for remembering the main points in a speech too. You need to be able to deal with side issues or extra material. Sometimes you might need to change the order of presentation to give more emphasis to sections that are most relevant for a particular audience, or to add some topical references from that day's newspaper to your standard presentation, or by other factors which occur at a particular event. The person in charge may ask you to be sure to mention the growing membership of the group which you are speaking to, and a couple of committee members whose work was mainly responsible for that increase. Something like this is fairly common. It's easy for you to just add another peg or link to your list. Linking your speech. If you prefer, you can use linking pegs to keep track of the important parts of your speech. Tying visual images which you associate with the important points to locations in a mental tour of your home, as we did in the Locate Your Memories section, works well too. That method also helps to keep you on track. Your mental tour past the various points in your home is done in a preset order which you already know, and that helps to keep you on track and the parts of your speech in the right order. This is the exact method which one of the great ancient orators used, with a small variation. The story that I was told is that he had trained himself to associate the points in his speech with the most notable features of the venue where he was presenting it. He would have to have been a very disciplined person with great mental speed. It's much easier to set up your mental tour around your own home, because the mental images which you use can be subconsciously reinforced every day without any effort on your part. Ensure your success. I suggest that you also write out your whole talk and then write the main points onto small cards. Try to find something which represents the short text on each card and make a picture from it. Then tie those items, in their order through the speech, to your pegs. You might think that there's some unnecessary work there when you have already pegged or linked the main points, but rewriting the critical points will reinforce your memory of them, and you're providing yourself with some cheap insurance in carrying the cards as well as having your speech pegged. Remembering names. This is one of the most important sections of this book. Dale Carnegie pointed out, "Remember that a person's name is, to that person, the sweetest and most important sound in any language. but most people say that they find other people's names very hard to remember. Is it worth the effort required? Unless you're already declared enemies, almost everyone will drop their defences a little and listen to you more closely if they see that you have taken the trouble to remember and use their name appropriately. Remembering and using their names without prompting will always impress people in both business and social situations. Making that small effort when you first meet them will repay you every time you talk with them in future for years to come. It will, of course, also improve their opinion of you, which they share with other people. It's very easy to improve your ability in this area, and you can start today. You probably recognize people's faces even when you cannot recall their names. That's probably because a picture of their face being more easily recalled from the relevant part of your brain, while their name is, to you, just an abstract jumble of letters which requires more attention and care in handling. Some people use tricks to disguise their inability to recall the name of a person they met. That effort would be much better applied to making a better mental record of the other person's names in the first place. This reflects a very common mistake that many people make. They are too focused on themselves. Their focus is on what the people that they meet are thinking about them, rather than the name of the person to whom they are being introduced. They have so much irrelevant chatter going on in their head, mostly about themselves, and they do not securely fix the necessary information about the other person properly and permanently in their memory. That first time they meet someone is when it is easiest to make a vivid mental picture and a lasting positive impression. Their worries are pointless anyway. Most people are probably not thinking much at all about us unless there is a specific reason for them to do so. They're just like us, and their focus is likely to be more on themselves and wondering what sort of impression that they are creating with us. Anyway, what they think of us is something which we probably can't do much about in a short meeting anyway. Listen closely to their name and ask for it to be repeated if you didn't hear it clearly. I think that taking the trouble to ask to hear their name again will never upset anybody. Use their name yourself as soon as you can introduce it into the conversation. It's a good idea to ask for a name to be spelled out if you're unfamiliar with it. That's just showing respect for the person to whom you've been introduced. If you get the opportunity, you might further reinforce their name into your brain by mentioning them to someone else whom you talked to during that event. There's another ongoing extra benefit. Spelling out the unfamiliar names will focus your mind and fix them in place better there. You will also develop a greater ability in understanding the names which are common to people in each country or ethnic group. With the influence of the internet and more people travelling internationally, that can help to increase your potential social and business connections very quickly. You may be able to construct a mind picture using their face and their name. You could make a simple mental image, putting Mr. Baker in a bakery, or just handing you an oversized loaf of bread, for instance. It's just as helpful to exaggerate the contents of these pictures as those which you create for the PEG systems. You can also link names to significant facial features. With some people, you might notice that their nose, the shape of their head, their ears, or their chin is sufficiently different to be memorable. There will be many times when you can make a mental association between someone's name and a particular facial feature. Start with their eyes, because those are less likely to vary with changes in fashion or age. Then there are noses, which vary greatly. You can use chins, but don't focus on beards, because they can change or just vanish altogether. Ears are, of course, one of the most easily identifiable features, but but it looks a bit odd if you suddenly duck around beside somebody to get a good look at their ears. This conscientious effort will automatically improve your retention of the names of all the people that you meet. In the eighth section, there's more tips and strategies that real people like you have proven will improve our memory usage. It's that easy to get maximum memory power.